Indeed! Much, much merriment here at MacBytes headquarters. But, first of all, how are we all doing? Oh, I didn't even do a welcome, did I?
No, answer the day.
Hello, and welcome to Marooned at MacBytes headquarters. Day
451.
How are we all doing? Oh, toys! Somebody's a little bit over giddy. That would be me. I'm blind at the moment, can't see the chat. So I'm going to have to do the Firefoxy thing and get the chat. It's a long story. But once I get to FM and I can see you all, that'll be fine. I'll share it all in there. Yay, here we go. Alex, number one. Renee, number two. And D, coming in at three. But that's okay, because it's 1985 for D. So there's the idiot on the bike again. So actually, D's in first, because everyone else is in 2021. And D is in 1985 with me, where we're all happy. Ah, you will be first one day, D. But, you know, it's 1985, so technically you were by 26 years. No, 36 years. This time travel malarkey, dangerous, isn't it? It was 5 minutes ago, I swear it was. Okay, so let's carry on down here. Hello, Tony! Hello, Tracy! Yay, Tracy's in the house. Oh, Tracy, it has, it's arrived. It's on my desk in a box. Put the coffee cup down. Ah, luckily, don't drink coffee. This is just natural exuberance. Can you imagine if I did? My mum used to drink it by the gallon, didn't she?
She did.
She would have at least 12 coffees in a day.
I don't drink coffee.
You used to, though, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah, until you met me. And then it was, last kiss before the coffee.
There's a lot of things I did before you met you.
Yeah, dancing on tables and getting...
No, that was after I met you.
Yeah, only once. Only once did you do that afterwards. I think the look on my face said it all. Oh, dear, dear, dear. Thank you, Kim. Thank you. Renee is... is that Renee? Hang on. No, we have another one there. Right. I've no idea how to pronounce that, but you hear Turkish music from the neighbours. Had to change your name. Ah, Renee.
It's Renee.
It's still Renee. Okay.
Yes.
Don't confuse me. Hello, Simon. Yes, it's been an amazing day. So, here's what happened. The last time I checked, and I have been checking, trust me, like an expectant father, the status page, and it's been like, sometime never. We'll get to you. Did we mention sometime never? So I left it be. And then last night, I thought I'll give it another check. And it was totally... It was totally US. No idea what was going on with it. I don't think it was to do with the rest of the internet going down. I don't think it was that. But it was just saying, like, you know, no chance, no information. Now, that had happened before, about 2 weeks before. And it didn't come back for, I think it was two days, which was just utterly ridiculous. So I wasn't, in a way, I wasn't surprised. It's like, oh, we're playing that again, are we? We're doing that again, are we? So I left it be. And then not long later, I think I went to bed at that point. Either way, I checked and it had reached the, what's the stage before that? Preparing for dispatch. And I thought, yeah, you're just playing with my mind. And then I got an email, not from Apple, needless to say. No, don't be silly. From DPD. So, not only was it dispatching, it was coming DPD, which is just fabulous. So, yeah, it's been a very, very, very good day. What was his name this morning? Rick.
I have no idea.
Rick. It used to be Damien. We had Damien for years. But no, we've lost Damien. But Rick is on my like list.
And Tony.
Do we have Tony?
Wasn't Tony the petrol head?
Tony was the petrol head. He went AWOL with my iPhone 11. He barely made it down the path alive. He said, I stopped for fuel. I'm like, what? On the way? Is there something wrong with you, man? You know, I get the mail that says we'll be with you in 5 minutes, and 15 minutes later, he's at the petrol station filling up. So, yes, it arrived. Oh, happy, happy, happy bunny. Happy, happy bunny. There you go, you see. Happy bunny. So what else has been going on today before I bore you all to death with the joy that is my iPad? Who else have we got in here? Hello, Deb. Oh, I've CQ'd with Deb, haven't I? Hang on. I think we're all in. The iPad has arrived. Yes, Dee, the iPad has arrived. It's a miracle. It is a complete and utter miracle. It's arrived. It was bizarre. I didn't get this mail until the small hours of the morning. So at that stage, the iPad was on its way to Appleton, which is the depot for DPD. And I thought, well, it has been known to languish at Appleton, but not often. So there was always a chance it might arrive today, but I didn't have any confirmation of that. And then I got the thing from DPD and I'm like, well, if DPD have got it, then Apple must have dispatched it. But Apple hadn't actually confirmed they dispatched it. So ensued a great race of trying to find things. Like, have I got a dispatch notice or not? Can I log into the website? No, the website's down. So it was great fun. Great fun. But I said to Mike, because I was up doing my last sessions. The last session was last night and it didn't finish till 4:30 in the morning. And I'm thinking, I've got to be up at 8:30. So I got 4 hours sleep and I checked my phone and nothing. I didn't have a time. DPD give you an hour's delivery and I didn't have the delivery window. So I thought, well, I'll whip to the toilet and I'll come back. And when I came back, I'd got a notice from DPD and they were on their way with it. So it was for real. At that point, it was for real. Unbelievable. Oh, happy, happy, happy bunny. I had got to the stage, like Dee had, where I thought, you know, the shortages that they're talking about are so bad that we're not going to get these iPads. It's going to be months and months and months. But no, it's arrived. Yay. Whose name's Nigel? The iPad. No, the iPad's not being called Nigel. Oh, Deb hasn't got a notice yet. Oh, no. We're going to have to do the official unboxing, aren't we? I think it might have to be recorded. I can't be expected to wait till Friday, can I? It might have to be a recorded one. Oh, Renee's been working on a newsletter for 2 days. You closed publisher without saving it and had to start all over. Did it not prompt you for an unsaved file? Mine always does, even if I've closed it deliberately. So if I've got a file open and it's a demo file, I'm just like, you know, throwing some squares on the canvas. And I say close that file. So I, you know, Command and W. And then I close the app. Every time I open the app, it says, do you want to restore this unsaved file? And half the time I'm like, well, what was that? And I open it and it's this demo file that I deliberately closed. So it should prompt you, Renee. Absolutely it should. You disregarded it. Oh, Renee. That's even worse. No, you'll never do that again, will you?
Operator error.
Oh, dear, dear me. Right, so, like I said, operator error. Thought it was another file. Well, even though the only time I really need that is when it's crashed, which you've seen it crash in live demo. So, you know, it crashes. Let's admit it. But yeah, that's the only time I've really needed it. But every time it comes on and says, you know, there's this file, I always restore it just in case. Just in case. And earlier this week, Monday it would have been, I was working with this file. And you know how I was creating the bingo cards? 5,517 of them. Yeah, the file was struggling somewhat. And it unceremoniously crashed on me. And I thought, oh dear. And then I'm thinking, when did you last save that? Because I'd done like tweaks of moving things a bit. So when it started, it said, do you want to recover this file? I'm like, absolutely. Absolutely, I do. And it was fine. Yeah, but if you actually say no, that doesn't really work, does it? But now you know that. Now you know. You'll never, ever lose another file. So look on the positive side here. You will never say no again. Oh, Sarah says, I talked a while back, this is me, about connecting an old iMac to a new iMac to use as a monitor. It is possible, but it has to be a certain model. From memory, I think one of the ones I've got can do it, and I think the one Paul had can do it. So possibly 2012 models. iMac as external monitor. They took away the ability after a while. It was ridiculous. But you can use it. You can use more than one iMac as a display. If each iMac is using a Thunderbolt cable connected directly to a Thunderbolt port on the other Mac. And then you press these magic keys. So this is the official line on it. So I'll put the link in for you. And it also lists, that's the bit I wanted. It was listing what older models can be used as an external display. And the thing is, how old is the Mac that you're trying to use as the target disk thing? Because it's supported with a 24-inch and 27-inch, 2009 and 2010, and then all iMac models, so I'm presuming that is 21 and 27, in 2011, 2012, 2013, 2014. After that, they took the ability away, which is utterly, utterly ridiculous. But there you go. That is what you need. Can I let you know where you can find it? There you go, sent you that. Also, can you use it just as a monitor, but not lose everything that's on the old Mac? No, it will. The hard drive will just sit there, and you can happily use it as a monitor as long as you like, and the data is still there. That was actually going to be what I did many, many, many moons ago. My mother came up with this genius idea. As I said, you know, I wish I had like two 27-inch screens. And she said, we've already got one, so why don't you plug it into that? And I said, because it doesn't do that. And then Apple brought out the ability, and it did. But then before, at the stage I had a Mac, and then I wanted to plug it in, it was like 2015. It's like, well, that isn't going to work. So it will work depending on the model of Mac you've got. Oh, right. Away you go, Simon. Sell Kim on a Mac Mini. Your only problem with a Mac Mini is the monitor. You know, a Retina screen on an iMac is beautiful. And it would be quite expensive to get an equal monitor, just standalone. Having said that, you would then be able to upgrade the iMac. Once you've got a monitor you're happy with, you would be able to upgrade the iMac as and when. If Sarah's is a mid-2011, then you are in luck, it can do it. You just need the right cable. This gets worse. It's only supported up to High Sierra. So the Mac that you want to use as a display must have High Sierra or earlier on it. And given how Apple want you to update, I don't think this is looking good. But what I've sent you is the official line on it. So feel free to have a look at that and let us know. Right. I wonder what's going to happen here. I've been doing magic beans, which on reflection, not the wisest thing I've ever done. No, not at all. Was I doing it that way? Oh, there it is. Ah, right. Fine. Goodness has happened. Goodness. Only not all of it is good. Right. Rationale for this being. Why is that there? There is a brand new version of Vivaldi out. Vivaldi 4 shipped today. Which is lovely, apart from what it's done to my interface. So I am going to need to go in and sort it all out. It's reset the bar at the top. Why do you need a separate search bar? Who uses a separate search bar? It's like 1995 called and wanted their browser back. But at least it's not done anything to my shortcuts. It's not done anything detrimental anyway, to anything other than resetting the bar at the top, I think. Let's have a look at the extensions. They're all okay. Looking good. So this is good news, because if you remember last night, we talked about Mailplane. Mailplane is different to most mail clients in it doesn't have its own interface. Mailplane is a wrapper that wraps around the standard Gmail interface. So it looks like you're using a browser. But it can handle multiple accounts without having to have extra stuff. And because of that, it can do selective notifications, and it's got my calendar in it. But apparently the method that they use to access the information via the API Bless you, Mike.
Thank you.
In the middle of me explaining stuff again. Right, so the API has changed, the access to it has changed, which means it isn't going to work going forward unless Mailplane can convince Google to let them carry on using the methods they were using. They've been in negotiations with Google for 6 months and it's not happening. So bad, bad news. So they sent a mail through that said, you know, unfortunately, we're going to have to stop selling it. So if you've bought it, you can carry on using it. And I absolutely love it. You know, everything that I do with Mail Contacts Calendar is done via Mailplane. And it's so integrated and it works so brilliantly. And I thought, well, I guess I could go back to just opening it in a browser window, but I don't really want to, because when I'm working a browser window, it's like, where's that gone? So I must admit, I don't really want to. But Vivaldi have brought out an email client, so I'm investigating on your behalf at the moment. Is it a beta or is it an official release? It's a stable channel beta release by the look of it, version 4.0.2312.24. So I just need to find out where the email client thing is and how we enable all of that. But what I did was 1 minute to seven, because, you know, I know no fear me. 1 minute to seven, I thought I'd just update Vivaldi. No, I want shooting. Oh, don't do that. But I did. I did. So now I've got this silly home button and stuff. So let's start removing buttons from here. What on earth is that button? Rewind the visited domain. No, I just want a back button. Let's not do that. So let's remove half this rubbish from the toolbar, because I am never, ever going to use it. So let's lose that. I don't even think I need a refresh button. So let's have it totally minimal. But at the other end, I've got this search box. I don't even remember that search box ever being there. There is a customise option. So how do I get rid of that? And then I'll be ready to test the emaily thing. And I did change on Kim's advice to DuckDuckGo to try it for a week, if you remember. But why am I seeing this? Show the search field. Search in the search options. Show us a button or disable. Search field display. Woo, it's gone. Awesome. I don't know why that came back. So my browser's now back to the standard that I have it. But now would probably be a really good time, wouldn't it, Kim, for a build with me? Now they've changed everything. I'll have to have a look. I've got a what's new. So we've got the ability to translate pages, which is good, because sometimes Renee sends us news stories, like the one of that car that had ended up in a tree. And we do have the Vivaldi calendar, local and shared calendars, blah, blah, blah. Now, I don't know if that is the calendars are in Vivaldi, that is like an alternative to Google, in which case that's not going to work. But it says Vivaldi Mail Beta, it's your ultimate mailbox. Access all your mail from one place in the browser's mail panel. OK, we'll be having a bit of that. Where is the mail panel? Don't see the mail panel listed. Maybe I've toggled it off. So clearly I need to go into the settings and have a look at it. Who wants to have a look at this on Friday? Productivity features enable mail calendar and feeds. Indeed, I have. But where are they? Not seeing them. Oh, it says contacts panel. This is fabulous. What's the first app on setup to get into? You have not downloaded it. You want to put it on the iMac. Ooh. Pathfinder's probably a good one. What else is in setup? Ooh, don't you have access now? If you've got setup, don't you have Capto? Capto in setup, which can be very good for recording the screen. Yeah, I think Capto's in it. Yes, you've got Capto. So that's one possibly to have a look at if you want to record your screen. What else is in there? Should we have a look at all the apps and pick the best ones? Right, let's have a look at all of them. That's a bit of a dinky one. Record and share any window instantly in two clicks or keyboard shortcuts you choose, and it's called Tape. screen recorder for collaboration. There's also one called Star UML for software modelling, but you're probably not going to be interested in that one. What else have we got? I mean, some of these are great, like Whisk is fantastic. I've got Whisk. But it's web development and stuff. Ulysses is good. MindNode's good. If you're into mind mapping or writing. What else we got? Doesn't young Johnny use DropShare? I think he does. Pagico would be quite useful for me at the minute. It's project management. Cloud Mounter. Oh, if you've got cloud services, Cloud Mounter is where you need to go. What else have we got? It's interesting. Cloud Outliner is a good one as well. I do have Omni Outliner, but if you want to work with text-based outlines, that's pretty good. What else have we got in there? Some of these are like, no, never, ever, ever going to use that. If you want a zip client, better zip's good. I think Graham uses one called Unclutter, and it takes stuff off your desktop and puts it in a floaty bar at the top. If you're into RSS feeds, News Explorer's in it. That's the one I use. That's very, very good. But Forklift's there and Pathfinder's there. Bartender, if you need to use Bartender, that's the one that hides all of the icons. BusyCal and BusyContact, which saves another subscription because they've gone subscription. DropZone. You can't do without DropZone because
The
black hole
of Calcutta
is driven by DropZone. So listen to Kim. Kim knows best with that. What else have we got in here? There's actually a heck of a lot of applications in there now, isn't there? What else would I use or do I use? Oh, default folders part of it as well, isn't it? We looked at that last week. So pretty much anything we've looked at on the Finder is available. So far, so good with that. What else have we got? Do you know, I think there's at least double what there was before. Oh, HowdaSpot, of course, which we will be looking at. There's quite a lot to keep you occupied. Trust me on that. You will not be bored. You'll be testing apps like there's no tomorrow. Right, what's going on in here? Tracy's correcting Renee. Okay. There was a word for that. I was in a group. You know, the dog was called Mayer. And Mayer was based on the character Anton Mayer. Well, there was a group. And these ladies were kind of obsessed with the actor who played Mayer. And he had this kind of way of correcting the students on, you know, their medical abilities. And they called it forceful instruction. So is Tracy providing you forceful instruction, Renee?
I was going to read that email that guy sent me.
Which one?
Talking of languages. Brackets.
Oh, that was funny. Yeah, because then we can get input from everybody who's in a different country.
Yeah, exactly. Where you go? Exactly.
Let's discuss brackets.
Right, yesterday I was doing a Getting Started with Excel course at work, and I was talking about brackets. Now, obviously there's brackets and there's brackets, but conscious of the fact that a lot of the people in the training are American, I also mentioned parentheses, but I've also heard Americans call parentheses brackets.
But I've heard people call them braces.
Braces as well, yeah. I'm sure Kim can tell us the correct.
If they're called braces, can we call them suspenders?
Yeah, right.
Sorry.
But I think in America, anyway, this guy comes on, this guy's Swedish, and he comes on when I said any questions. And he says, yeah, can I just check with you? When you're talking about brackets, do you mean parentheses? Because you're also talking about square brackets as well. I said, yeah. I said, if I talk about brackets, I mean parentheses. I said, and if I'm talking about the square brackets, I usually say square brackets. So anyway, after the training, he wrote to me and said, before I forget, I just want to compliment you on a very good and useful presentation. I especially appreciate the use of examples that give the wrong results and how to fix them. That's really overlooked by a lot of teachers. I also wanted to follow up on the brackets thing. You're right, it is a language thing. It's funny how certain expressions become confusing in translation. You say brackets and square brackets, whilst we Swedes say parentheses and hack parentheses, parentheses and hook parentheses in translation. And then computers happened, so we adopted a bunch of words for some symbols, but not all. So parentheses remained parentheses, probably because it's commonly used in written language and not limited to mathematics, but the square bracket became bracket. Hence my question. I learnt a lot today. Consider the above a small repayment.
Oh, it's ridiculous, isn't it? That is ridiculous.
And then there was the other one who said, you do a wonderful job and your British accent is just delightful. And then she wrote back and she said, I hope I didn't offend you. And if you're not British, please accept my apologies. So I wrote back and said, yes, I am from the UK.
Some people, I've heard, like, I've been on sessions and it's like, oh, you've got a lovely accent. And then it's like, are you British or Australian? I've even had, are you Irish? I think it's just different from theirs. But don't take offence at any of it. Whatever.
Here we go. Parentheses is different from brackets. Parentheses are curved brackets.
No, parentheses is curved and brackets are square.
Yeah. Yeah.
You've heard the word bracket so many times, it lost all its meaning.
My British accent is very sexy, says Kim.
Oh, now he's trying too hard, Kim. Oh, dear. I'm loving D up here. You're talking to someone who studied Irish for 12 years and can only ask teacher, can I go to the toilet? And that's it. You're very knowledgeable. But D, you know, with it being 1985, that's a really important phrase. You might need to use that any day
that's,
at all.
That's about all I learnt in Hebrew when I went to Israel. I mean, yeah, I could say all the prayers and that, but A4 Hasheratim, I think it was. Where are the toilets?
There was a better one last night. This is a good one. Oh, Renee says, I love both your English pronunciation. You're very welcome, very welcome. I'm glad you like it. This one was a classic. I was in one of these sessions, and the person leading the session was a rabbi by day. So he does this kind of productivity gig.
But by night I'm one by hell night. Of a lover. I'm just a sweet chatter.
No, leave it. Walk away. So he was showing something in, I think it was Evernote. So Mike glanced round at my screen and said, that's the Torah. So on the screen, there was this word. And it looked, I got the first word, the first letters mixed up, but it looked like bear shit. I said to Mike, are you for real? I began to think it was a joke. Apparently not. It's a thing, isn't it?
It's a word. It's bereshit.
Which is a silly word. But it has a meaning. And the even more, because it's with it being where it is in the Torah, it's the first thing your eyes are going to see, isn't it?
Mm. In the beginning.
In the beginning. But I've never ever heard that before. Never ever heard it.
To bereshit in the woods.
No, I mean, you know me. I know quite a few Hebrew words and stuff from way back when, Mike, when you were teaching me.
Mm.
You know, mezuzahs and menorahs, yeah, and all kinds of stuff. And tabernacles. I love tabernacles. You're not allowed out unless something is over your head. So technically, the rule is you can't leave the house. But the rabbi needed to go out. This particular rabbi, it was on a program we were watching. This rabbi needed to go out. I think it was like to visit his flock. And he said, but I can't because it's tabernacles. So the next minute, he's in the car with the sunroof open and a load of palm branches sticking out of the sunroof. And that counted as a roof over his head. It was the funniest thing I've ever seen. And, you know, this rabbi was so progressive. You're like, well, you know, they said to him, like, is that like the letter of the law? And he went, well, yes, but it's not the spirit. Yeah. But as long as he had his head covered, he was fine. Oh, fantastic.
I just assumed D had an Irish accent.
Your Canadian accent?
Mm.
Canadian, I think, to an English ear, and like Renee's saying, it's quite difficult to distinguish. I think I've got a certain area of Canada now that I hear, and I thought, oh, he's Canadian. But I believe it's only one area. And it's kind of, it's an intonation, or a little bit like Australia, where they finish a sentence and the voice goes up at the end. But it isn't a question, if you're with me. There's a word for it. Tracy will know it. I don't. And I heard...
Inflection or something, isn't it?
No, there is a proper word.
Oh.
It was because I attended some webinars with a guy from Canada. And we got talking more than you would normally, because his father had been a professor. And he'd come over to... what's the one near the uni that's not the uni, the other one? Is it the Manchester Institute? Is it MIT? Manchester Institute of Technology.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he was a professor there. So he knew my accent straight away. So I got used to his accent. So many months later, a different set of webinars entirely. And this guy came in and everyone was saying like, oh, where are you based in America? And I thought, surely that's a Canadian accent. And it was. And I was really surprised that I actually recognised it. Right. Let's have a look. Right, Sarah, another question. Current iMac looks like he's got Thunderbolt 3. Old iMac is Thunderbolt. Can you get Thunderbolts with each on the end, or would a Thunderbolt work on the current Mac? It should work on the current Mac. What I would suggest you do, your Mac's only 6 months old, isn't it? You are entitled under AppleCare to ring them up and ask them a question. So I would get all of the details about it. They're going to need the model number. They're going to need the... they'll pick up everything from the model number. So get the model number of both the current one and the previous one, and ask them to give you the reference number for the cable that you would need to make that work. They do have a whole range of different cables. Some of them look the same, but they're not. So you might look at one and think, why is that £95 when the other one's 30? But they are different. So if you ring them up and give them the model numbers, they should be able to give you a model number of the cable. What I would suggest you do with the model number of the cable is check it on the Apple website, but then check on Amazon and you'll probably find it with about 40% off. But you really do need to get precisely the right cable or it's not going to work at all. So I've got some cables that will charge but won't data transfer. And I've got some that data transfer, but they won't charge. I've got one that blew up. It burnt out. So they are very, very different. They look identical because at the end, you've got this tiny little connector. You missed. That's the one. You missed. Not Mitch. You missed. That's the one, Alex.
I'll dedicate that to a few United players.
What?
You missed.
That's true. That's true. What was I talking about? Cables. Yeah, at the end, it looks like it's just a tiny connector, but it's not. They are called active connectors. And inside them, they've actually got a chip and a little board. So it's basically a mini computer at either end. So that's why they're so expensive. But that's what makes them work in other ways rather than what was intended in terms of, you know, I'll just plug it into a monitor, I'll convert it to HDMI or something like that. So that's why they're so expensive. But I would do that. I would make sure that you've talked to Apple about it. You should be able to do it online just by putting the model number of your computer in and finding out what the end is. But given that they change these things every 5 minutes, I actually think it would probably be safer to give them a ring. And that's what the Apple Care is there for. It's not just for when it's broken. It's, you know, for when you need advice like that. So I would definitely do that. With Apple Care, you think, oh, I'm going to need that if it breaks. I'm going to need that if it breaks. But they are actually there, supposedly, if you have software issues. Now, I've never done it myself. The only time I ring is when there's a hardware issue. Because I always think it's an intermittent fault and we can't find it. You know how long Alistair has been kicking around his iCloud issue? I think it's coming up to like its third anniversary and it's still not solved. But they are there to deal with things like that. So it's worth it. Worth giving them a try. Okay. Let's catch up with this. A good night to you, Sarah. Enjoy your swimming. Oh, that would be nice, wouldn't it? Because it's very warm. It's unseasonably warm. It's hideously warm. Oh, Canada for 3 years straight. You've got multiple times to visit. I had relatives in Canada, but I've never been. Mike managed it for 5 seconds, didn't you?
3 days.
Only Mike would go from here to Canada for 3 days. Whereabouts were you, Dee? Where did you go?
Calgary.
Calgary, wasn't it?
Calgary.
Because they were talking about the Chinooks.
Yeah.
And I knew a dog called Chinook. It's a good name for a Sammy, that. Chinook. Chinook the Sammy. Definitely.
I've got a twang of Manchester.
I'm universal. I lived
is
in...
that a universal binary?
Yes, I'm a universal binary. I lived in London.
Let's not go there.
No, let's not. I lived in London for about probably about 4 or 5 years. About 4 years in London. And I did a year at Oxford. So they probably knocked any kind of accent out of me. I think it just happens naturally when you move. Just outside of Toronto. Now, is it right? I heard somebody who lived in Toronto. We would say Toronto. But he said Toronto. So, like, missing out the first O. And another one, when I was growing up, mind you, things change, don't they? Like, it's Uranus now, but when I grew up, it was Uranus, the planet. Clearly, that was like the Holy Ghost. It's now the Holy Spirit. Because all the kids at primary school, when you were saying the prayers, and the Holy Ghost would go, oh, like Casper. So they changed it to the Holy Spirit. Oh, it's a wonder the little kids don't take a sip of vodka now. Oh, kids can't live with them. One was, we were taught to say Quebec. But then I got talking to a lady who was from there and she said it's Quebec. So there's a lot of different pronunciations.
I say Quebec or Quebec.
As I understood it, it's Quebec. But... Well, she was from there. She should have known. And that's what she told me. Yes, then there was Boadicea or Boudica. It was Boadicea when I was growing up. But now apparently it's Boudica. No idea. Steer away from it. You possibly may make a mistake, then you will. So leave it. Believe it be. Not having so much joy over here with my email in Vivaldi. I put my email address in and it said auto discovery failed, which is quite alarming. But I can set it up manually, apparently. So now I'm going to have to go and dig out all the port settings to set it up, but never mind. My iPad sat looking at me. Shall I post a picky? Where we're at. I have a box. Let's have a look. There, now that was at that was when we started the recording. So let's send that one up, shall we? Let's have a look at it. Oh, come on. Come on. Don't be ridiculous. I don't know. Oh, that's a good one. What's on that one? Do you think it's good that something comes and says, and I quote, assembled in China? It really does need to be de-COVIDed, doesn't it? Oh, don't turn round on me. I'm trying to check what's on here. That was one anyway. Where's the other one? There it is. So what I'd need to do with that is get it in there first. Right. Oh, you're in a mood. Software. Can't live with it. Can't live without it. Let me get it into... select more photos. That's what I want. Right, where's the photo gone? Open from the device. I've tried this twice. Oh, I'm going the wrong way. That's what I'm doing. Right, okay. Let's get hold of that one then. And bring that in. Do you know, I can't see a thing. I literally can't see a thing. I'm not good determining where accents are from in the States. Apart from the South... can pick up a southern accent and probably New York, but beyond that,
that's because you watch CSI New York.
I just think there were so many programs in New York when I was growing up, and you know, they do have a very strong accent, but I don't think I could tell certain accents from others. No, right, let's try that. Oh, this is going to be fun, isn't it? All right, let's do that. Oh, that'll actually work. Good grief. Isn't it amazing? Right, can I get it out of here now? Let's export this. Let's do a share. And where are we going? We're going up there. Send it up there. There we go. Don't log me out. I think the trick with cloud app on the phone is literally don't send a picky up every day. Otherwise, it logs me out. So you need to remind me to do that, guys. Right, I think I've got one. Let's have a look. So let's get rid of that. And hopefully I have a link to share. And you're opening up on the wrong screen. Not good. Not good. There we go. There we go. There's a link. Oh, excitement, excitement. Leave it be. Leave it be. Boston has their own accent. What program would I have seen that was based in Boston?
Don't know.
Oh, wasn't there? Was it The Practice? The legal one? Even taking out the box yet. It's acclimatising, Dee. It's acclimatising. I don't think it's going to hold out till Friday, I'll tell you. Oh, dear. Well, something else came as well today, another box, but that was clothes for the iPad. I don't know why I didn't think of ordering them earlier. I think it was because I'd actually, like Dee, who cancelled the order, I'd reached the point where I didn't think it was ever going to turn up. I've never had to wait so long for an Apple product. Not once the order's been put in. It's actually getting quite concerning, isn't it? Because I don't know why there's a shortage. You want to see a taped unboxing? Well, I guess we could do that, couldn't we? Might have to be doing that. It's so hot in here. We'd have to close the window for that. I think there's a possibility that may well happen, Kim. I mean, come on. I couldn't unbox it and not share it with you, could I? That would just be mean. That would be mean. But it would be really nice on Friday. What I've been doing with my 11-inch is I've been doing a split screen so I can see my notes on one side and the YouTube chat on the other. And it would be fantastic to have that on a bigger screen. Ooh. Do you want a live unboxing? But you're selfish. It's tricky to do a live unboxing, I'll grant you. It is. But I think there might be some sort of live unboxing on Friday. Not making any promises, but there may be a live unboxing on Friday. I have one thing I've potentially got two or three things that could be live unboxed. So we'll have to see. It does mean a different setup, and particularly with it being really warm at the minute. That's evil. But we'll probably leave the window open on Friday again. And if there's a lot of noise, we'll just have to apologise. But it's that hot. You know, when Izzy is telling us that it's, what was it? Is it 82 degrees? It's too warm to be in here without it. I did turn the fan off, though. But Kim told me to leave it. That was in maroon. But Kim told me to leave it on during by request, lest I collapsed. Not by request. Or was it by request? No, I think it was after hours. But I could have collapsed. It was that bad. It was evil. But hang on, where's my phone? Where's the weather? Surely this weather's got to break sooner or later. Because the longer it's like this, I know that kills off the virus, doesn't it? But the longer it's like this, the more people will be outside. The more people will be outside, well, we know how that ends. No, Sunday's going to be boiling hot, 26 degrees. What's that in the other thing? Let's have a look. That is 79 degrees. There you go. Have you noticed we're very strange in Britain? If we say it's minus one, we mean centigrade. But if we say the weather's topped 100, we mean Fahrenheit. We're incredibly flexible. No one knows what the weather's going to be like, basically. But it looks like it's going to be hot, warm and muggy. We've got 2 days full of sunshine, Saturday and Sunday. So there's COVID rampant before we start. But there is a 40% chance of rain on Friday and it's going to be a bit cooler. So that all bodes well for after hours. So long may that last. Long may that last. Oh, by the way, you guys probably don't know. We're back in lockdown in Manchester again.
Not officially.
Not officially. They're not calling it a lockdown, but they're telling us not to leave the house. So I don't know what you want to call that, but, you know, short form for us was we're in lockdown. That's where we're at with that. So it's legally they can't stop you, but please don't leave home is the message at the moment. Which, if people want to leave home, they're just going to do it. They're not going to take any notice of an advisory. Mm-hmm. You need to enforce it with the army if you want people to actually do something. But that's where we are now. 30 degrees on Sunday. Yeah, too hot. Too hot. Far too hot. Was it The Practice based in Boston? Wasn't Dylan McDermott in that? Now, what was that film he was in? He was in this film, and at the beginning, because my mum quite liked him. 3 years of pandemic, I'm still saying, I totally agree with you. We need to look back and see what happened with the Black Death, because they didn't have vaccines back then. So if this does take 3 years, and the Black Death took 3 years, why are we bothering with the vaccines? Words fail me. If it's going to take as long, why are we potentially poisoning ourselves? I've no idea. But we'll see. It could go on more than that, Kim, because people are too stupid these days. Back in the days of... there was one thing called the... Oh, what was it called? I think it was the sweating syndrome or the sweating sickness. And it was around the time of Henry VIII. I watched a video on it on the internet, this history girl. And it just broke out in certain locations. And then people just dropped with it. And you'd get like very hot. They'd get a cough and they'd just drop with it. And then as fast as it appeared, it would just disappear. But by then, you know, thousands had died with it. So Henry VIII was petrified. So he moved out to Windsor and literally battened down the hatches in his castle. And he avoided it. But then about 130 years later, this thing came back. Exactly the same symptoms. Again, very localised. Hundreds of people died. And then it disappeared again. And you're like, how does that happen? How do you know when it's safe to go out again? And how would you know if you were like patient one who'd caught it off patient zero? How would you know that they had something that you didn't want to catch? Horrible, horrible stuff. One of the princes died from the sweating disease. Could well have done, but the one I heard about was Henry VIII, who was petrified. He didn't like any illness of any description. So he took like his inner circle and went and locked himself down in a castle. You know, would that we could all do that. And I think it happened about 3 or 4 times from that. I wonder what it was, though. You would think, wouldn't you, that they would know of the plague pits where these people were buried and that they could maybe do some analysis now that they've not been able to do before. It was a fascinating story and I'd never heard of it. That's the kind of history I would have loved to have done at school. And all we got was like, it was the guy with the seed drill thing.
Jethro Tull.
Oh.
I thought I was a pop group.
I couldn't be less interested. I mean, we had to draw diagrams of how it worked. I thought, I don't care. You know, it's history. I want to learn about things that are relatable to today. Yeah. You know, like they say, if you ignore history, you're bound to repeat the mistakes. But not about seed drills and baths in Bristol.
They're a British rock band from Blackpool.
Typical of Mike, isn't it?
What?
Do you know, if I'd have said that at school, I'd probably got detention for a week.
Why?
Being insolent.
They were probably named after Jethro Tull's seed drill.
They probably were.
Yeah.
I mean, there was another one, wasn't there, that was named after something in literature, the Boo Radleys.
Yeah.
Don't you remember?
No.
What play did we go and see, Mike, that had Boo Radley in it?
I don't know.
Oh, you do? You do? Vicky Watsit from Coronation Street at the Octagon.
Oh.
No? To Kill a Mockingbird. He was the guy in the house that you never saw. Boo Radley. And there is a group, the Boo Radleys. I absolutely need to buy that island. Oh, I absolutely do. In fact, there were two of them, weren't there? And they were back up for sale. And I was like, if only I had the money. If I was a multimillionaire, that's exactly what I would have bought. I know it's ridiculous, but I would have done it anyway. Those islands were just fabulous. I mean, they were forts. I'm not sure. Wasn't it something about you didn't have to pay tax as well? The Downtown Abbey's great group. Do you know, we have a company, a haulage company nearby, and they're called Downton. It always makes me smile when you see the lorries. I bet they get comments about that every single day. Yes, we could have called them MacBites Island 1 and MacBites Island 2. One of them was completely untouched and the other one had a complete makeover and it was absolutely gorgeous. But when you saw the one that hadn't, you thought, good grief, how did they make that beautiful island out of that? And it said it would be very expensive because obviously you'd have to take all of the equipment over you'd have to move it from the mainland to this island, and then you'd have to do all of the work there, and everything would have to have come in, and everyone would have to go there on a daily basis. You couldn't have stayed there, and then you're travelling backwards and forwards. And I thought, well, now we're beginning to see where the price is coming from. But you know, if you were Bill Gates and you had more money than sense, I will have a look at that, Dee. The dancing plague. Dancing mania. Good grief. You do wonder, don't you, where it comes from and where it went. I'm not going to mention that, Dee. Oh, go on. The bulging lumps in the crotch. Is that a good title for the show?
Yeah.
No, we mustn't, mate. We mustn't. It'll frighten Dee again. She's only young. Oh, dear, dear me. No, I left history. I think I did year one and two and three. Did I do it in year three? Now, that's not your year three in the States. That's our year three. Year three is when you are 14. Oh, it was in my day. Now, we now use numbers like you. So there's year one, and my year three would have been... I'm getting confused now. That would be 6, 7, 8, 9. It'd be year 9 now. But you know, in my day, it was year 3. So I think I gave up history in year 3. And I took commerce instead. I did commerce and geography. But, I mean, geography was boring as anything. Oh, it was horrible. Let's analyse the weather patterns was geography. And I'm like, where's Mozambique?
Cumulus clouds.
But it wasn't geography, was it? You know, if somebody gave you a globe and said, you know, point out wherever, you know, I wouldn't have a clue.
No.
We studied Australia for about 6 months. So I know quite a bit about Australia. But everywhere else was a complete mystery. And my mum went mental when she was at school with it. they allegedly did geography at school. And geography being like, in her mind, finding your way around, you know, where things are, geography. And they studied... I think hers could have been Africa or India. But she said it was ridiculous because when she left school, she couldn't navigate with a map to get to the centre of Manchester because they hadn't taught you that. And I said, well, I did Australia, so I can, you know, guide you around Sydney if you like. But again, knowing where places are here and the ability to read a map, no, they didn't teach you that. And I always remember Hazel did, she was my best mate, she did weather as this special project you had to do. And I did footfall analysis. So it was, you had to pick two shopping centres areas. So I picked Altrincham and Stretford. So basically about 4 miles one way from me and 4 miles the other. And then you had to do an analysis and do a comparison between them. So you had to sit outside a shop for 20 minutes and count the people that went in. But I had a dirty hack. Oh, Kim, back then, even then, I had a dirty hack. I was 14, had a dirty hack. I thought, look, 20 minutes outside this one and 20 minutes outside that one, counting people in and out. There's 40 minutes, I'll never get back. So I sat outside one for 5 minutes and the other for 5 minutes and multiplied the results by 4. It was not exactly scientific, but it worked for me. Oh, and you had to interview people as well. You weren't doing that these days, would you? Oh, no. I remember talking to this old lady who was sat down. I thought, shit, she looks like she'll talk to me. So I had a clipboard, you know, and I went up and I said, would you mind if I asked you a few questions about the shops? Night, Alex. And she said, you're not going to close them down, are you? I said, no, no. And I sat down and I explained. I enjoyed that bit, but I must admit, I didn't enjoy geography. Didn't enjoy it. Simon was lurking and listening, but off for dinner. Enjoy your dinner, Simon, and say hello to Mrs. Simon and all the assorted minor Simons. Right, I think I'm caught up. Right, I need to go and stroke an iPad. There's another good title for the show. So I definitely need to go and stroke an iPad and play with it. I will put some pictures in Slack. And I also need to investigate all of the new goodness in Vivaldi 4 and see if it will actually read my email, which at the moment, no, not doing. So I'll have to see if I can set that up as well. And Mike can take some pictures of my happy little face, can't you?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Well, happy at the moment. Obviously got to get out and make sure it's working. Yeah. But I will head off and sort that out. And we will be back with you tomorrow, when it is the eve of Two Show Friday. That is Jonathan's favourite night of the week, isn't it?
Yeah.
Two Show Friday. But not tomorrow, the day after. Which is just as well, because I'm not ready for Friday yet. But I will be. I've just got lots of emails to write. So, for the moment, from me, I'm going to say good night from me.
And good night from me.
And we will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.